Hallelujah, amen. In the name of Jesus. Welcome to part 17 in Better and New and Living Way. And it's about freedom from guilt and shame. Hebrews chapter 9, the old agreement and the tabernacle. In old time, God let people make a special place of rest. And in that place, they worshiped the God, and also they had a room that only priests were in once a year to bring offerings and pray and ask God for forgiveness. That room was very beautiful, and it had expensive objects. Because people's love to God and to God, they bought a lot of expensive object or made a lot of expensive object and replaced in the in that place as a God's place, and they prayed together. God's new agreement is also in the new covenant. We believe that Jesus sacrificed his blood to save us and forgive our sins. He is in the most high and holy place in heaven, and he is sitting at God's right side and judges all of us, alive or dead. Hallelujah, amen. We must avoid sins, and also each night we must pray and ask Jesus and God for forgiveness over our knowing and unknowing actions. Hallelujah, amen. Christ sacrificed on the cross. Jesus has appeared just once. He has appeared now. When time is near its end, he came and he died as a sacrifice. In that way, he has removed the power of sin. Every person must die once. After death, God will judge each person. Christ also died only once as a sacrifice. In this way, he took God's punishment for the sins of many people. Christ will return to earth a second time. But that will not be as a sacrifice for sins. That time he will come to save those people who are waiting patiently for him. Hallelujah, amen. Hebrews chapter 8, Jesus helps us as God's special priest. God has given Jesus much better way to serve him as a priest. The new agreement that God makes with his people is possible because of Jesus. Because of Jesus' work on our behalf, the new agreement is better than the old one. It is much better because it started with better promises. And we must keep them. As a result, he said this to his people. Listen to this, the Lord says, a time will come when I make a new agreement with my people, that is, with Israel's people and with Judah's people. It will not be like the old agreement that I made with their ancestors. At that time, I brought my people safely out of Egypt. I led them like a father who takes his child's hand, but they did not continue to obey my agreement with them. So I turned away from them. That is what the Lord says. But now the Lord says this, after the time of the old agreement, I will make a new agreement with Israel's people. It will be like this. I will put my laws into their thoughts. I will write my laws deep inside them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. As a result, nobody will have to teach to teach their friends or their family about me. They will never need to say, "You should know the Lord." This is because everyone will already know me. The most important people will know me, as well as the least important people. I will be kind to them. I will forgive them for the wicked things that they have done. I will not continue to think about their sins. That is what the Lord says. And God also talked completely about the new covenant and how it is. Hallelujah, amen. Go in peace and happiness. Jesus, peace be with you. In the most heavenly name of God, the Son, Jesus, and Holy Spirit, we pray. Hallelujah, amen. See you in the next part.